Baltimore's police commissioner says he needs help. Homicides in that city are up dramatically, the most in four decades, since six officers were charged last month in the death of a young black man named Freddie Gray. Commissioner Anthony Batts is requesting federal backup, more agents and prosecutors to fight the surge in crime. But as murders have risen in Baltimore, arrests have fallen by half, leading some to accuse police of a deliberate slowdown. Batts insisted his officers are fighting crime aggressively.
This is all hands on deck. Every single resource, every single body, every single personnel on the streets of Baltimore.
Batts is dealing with another consequence of the rioting that followed Freddie Gray's funeral. A couple of dozen pharmacies were looted, plus two methadone clinics.
There's enough narcotics on the streets of Baltimore to keep it intoxicated for a year.
NPR's Jennifer Ludden spoke with people in Baltimore this week who are feeling the impact of more drugs and shootings.
I meet Franklin at the narrow brick West Baltimore row house where he's lived nearly four decades.
How are you?
How are you doing?
He clicks off the TV but explains he doesn't want to use his full name. A drug dealer lives a few doors down.
I see him come up, knock on our door all hours of the night.
Drug boys, he calls them, sit on the stoops of empty houses, organizing the sales. That's not new. Franklin's used to calling the cops, and until recently, they came.
They patted him down. If he had something on him, good, they lock him up. And that's the way it used to be, but not now.
Since six officers were charged in the death of Freddie Gray, Franklin says police don't come. He's so frustrated, he's keeping a log of his dozens of calls to 911.
I started making a record, 522.
So May 22nd.
Five times. Then on 523, I made six calls.
35 calls in all so far and counting. Not far away in Freddie Gray's neighborhood, Sandtown resident Ray Kelly has the same complaint.
There's been no police presence.
Kelly's day job is at the Y, but he also runs the No Boundaries Coalition. The group pushed hard last year for more police foot patrols, only to see them disappear and more drug dealers move in.
I'm going to drive, and you're going to have to keep that microphone down when we go through these neighborhoods.
Kelly drives us to the site of a recent homicide, a convenience store and bar on a desolate block that's become an open-air drug market.
Early this morning, this corner was packed.
Now, about 10 young men stand around, one on a cell phone, another on a blue bike. He's the one who brings the drugs, Kelly says.
They're taking advantage of the lack of police, and then they're seizing the opportunity to actually make money.
As we pass, one man shouts out the street name of what's for sale, True Religion. Kelly and others say since pharmacies were looted and rioting just over a month ago, they're hearing the names of new drugs.
I've been around people that have been high all my life almost, and I've seen people in the street higher than I've ever seen them.
Gwen Brown is an organizer with BUILD, Baltimoreans United in Leadership Development.
I saw a woman the other day, and she could barely make it across the street. I said, I'm hoping she could make it across the street before she just crashes.
Police Commissioner Anthony Batts won't say there's been a deliberate work slowdown and says his department is addressing the spike in crime. But he acknowledges officers are worried they'll be arrested too if they make a mistake while doing their job. He also says patrols have been met with upset crowds wielding cell phone cameras. The department has put two officers in some cars instead of one, effectively cutting patrols in half. Gwen Brown says the idea that Sandtown residents don't want police around is wrong. We do want them, she says, and we need them. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Baltimore.